If you take notes, whether it's mental notes or whether it's actual notes on a piece of paper or whatever, if you take notes and you look at the behavior around most people around you, you actually see they want to be God. They want to be God, especially the legalist. The legalist want to be God in your life. The legalist want to be God in your life. Do you understand what I'm saying? They want you to follow their rules, their system, their game, their expectations. You got to meet up to their levels and standards, and if you don't, you're a bad person. Do you understand what I'm saying? I don't care if it's a pastor, I don't care if it's a Jezebel, a Delilah, I don't care who it is. If you don't meet up to their standards, you are a bad, because they keep the standards, which they never do. They just want to. They want you as a lackey, as somebody who's like following them around, like a little puppy dog. They want a flying monkey to so they can tell somebody else, I got this person who worships me, or this person who builds me high up. You know, you actually see it in President Trump. I mean, I voted for him, but the reality is he's a narcissist. He has changed. He's less of a narcissist because he seems the cares of the presidency will break you. A lot of times a job will break you. A marriage will break you. Stuff will break you. If you're a narcissist, God is trying to break that out of you. Everybody has narcissistic traits. And when you realize, hey, these traits are not lining up with reality, you know, and you look back and you say, well, why did God send me a narcissist? Or why did God send me a jerk? Because you wanted to lie. You wanted to believe the lie. You wanted to believe the lie of a narcissist or a Jezebel. I know I used to a long time ago. If I dated a girl, or if I was married to one, or whatever, you know, you first see them or meet them, and everything is wonderful. They're great, and so the little slither of narcissism in me was like, when they did something wrong, they become all I could see was evil. You know, I can admit this. They were wonderful, but then if they messed up, they were pure evil. You know, that's a narcissistic trait to think like that. But I can recognize it because I did the work. Most people won't do the work. Most people won't do the work, and they won't admit that they need to work on some things and change some things. And so, what you're seeing here is the God complex or the Savior complex. People think that they can be God in somebody else's life, and they're trying to change people or fix people or get them to adapt to a certain thing. And you just can't be God in somebody else's life. It's just not possible. Only God can change them and fix them. And the cares of the cares of this life will break people. And the routine, the cycle, is going to birth in the new creature. But it's going to take years. People don't change overnight. It might take 30 years for somebody to change. Long story short, once you get to where you can see your own stuff and do the work, and then you get around these people who try to bring you back to your old identity, you can't go around them anymore. Once you grow past it, once you see past the game, you can't go backwards. And so there's hope for people out there that are underneath or around or feel like they're manipulated by these narcissistic Jezebel spirits. Once you get out of it, you won't go back. And if it's something you're dealing with, let's say one of them, you feel like one of them's messing with you, to where you can't deal with it anymore. It's not really them. It's something in you that you have to change. And you overcome these insane people with knowledge and self-knowledge, self-care, introspection, and looking for the patterns and the archetypes, and you educate yourself and you become an overcomer, you know. You overcome these lies with truth.